When we talk about psoriasis, then it is seen that the psoriasis appears to be more prevalent in those patients who are infected with HIV infection, and the severity of the disease and the presentation is typical in HIV infected patients. Along with this, it is seen that those patients who present with the psoriasis, they have more prevalence of the psoriatic arthritis in HIV. So thus we conclude that when the HIV infected patient has a psoriasis, along with this, the clinical presentation will be more florid, severe, atypical. The psoriatic arthritis will be commoner, and reactive arthritis, that is a combination of arthritis, urethritis and conjunctivitis, will be present in these patients. Keeping in view the differential diagnosis, we'll keep the same differentials as we keep for the psoriasis, that is atopic eczema, seborrheic dermatitis, dermatophytosis, drug eruption and mycosis fungoides. For the investigations, we'll do the mycology to rule out the dermatophyte infections and do the skin biopsy for confirmation of the diagnosis. So when we talk about the treatment of these patients, along with the treatment of the psoriasis, we also have to give the antiretroviral therapy so as to improve the prognosis of both of these diseases. So moderate to severe psoriasis with or without arthritis has to be given the CR therapy, and when we stop this antiretroviral therapy, severe psoriasis will begin to appear. When we start giving medical therapy in them, in this, the synthetic retinoid, etretinate and a successor acitretin are very useful therapy options for psoriasis as well as for severe reactive arthritis or psoriatic arthritis. Along with this, we can also give phototherapy, in which UVA and PUVA therapy are more effective than the UVB therapy. Okay, but we have to take care that the side effects of the acitretin therapy are similar to the side effects of the protease inhibitor therapy, like xerosis, cheilitis and paronychia. Okay, then talking about the immunosuppressive therapies, these are not very useful in case of psoriasis, in case of the HIV infected patients, because they causes decrease in the cell count, they causes leukopenia and fulminant Kaposi sarcoma. So that is why methotrexate is probably best avoided. Cyclosporine can be given only in urgent situations like generalized pustular or erythrodermic psoriasis. So there are claims that there is some efficacy of drugs like cimetidine, ranitidine, carbamazepine, some antibiotics, ketoconazole and mycophenolate mofetil. Okay, so when we talk about the biological agents, we generally say that the biological agents should be avoided in immunosuppressive conditions. The anti-tumor necrosis factor alpha, etanercept, infliximab and anti-CD25 agents like declizumab has been given successfully in some of the patients in the trials in erythrodermic psoriasis, and they have seen a good improvement in such patients. So it is controversial whether to give the biological agents or not. Definitely we'll give the topical therapy. Along with this, we can give retinoids in the form of acitretin and etretinate. Methotrexate should be best avoided, and cyclosporine should only be given in case of generalized pustular psoriasis and erythrodermic psoriasis.